passing out some sheets for you today as well. I was going to do it at the end, but then I thought, maybe you might like them before we begin this morning. But I do want to talk to you about forgiveness, receiving and extending forgiveness. And this has been on my heart for quite a few weeks, actually. And so, you know, if something happened in your life, pastor is not picking on you. He's not pointing his finger at you. There just happens to be that this happens to be a message about receiving and extending forgiveness, because I believe the Lord is wanting to help us in that area here this morning. And those sheets will be explanatory as we come through here. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 6, 9 to 15. Matthew 6, 9 to 15. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Most of us have it memorized, just that we may not memorize it in the New Living Translation. So this is the Lord's Prayer in the New Living Translation. It's a little bit different. And it says like this. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Father, we just thank you for your word here this morning. And Lord, I just pray that you would accomplish what you desire to accomplish in this place and with the people that are watching us online and this whole area of forgiveness. Lord, as you've laid this on our hearts to speak about this, then Lord, we know that you're wanting to deal with it. You're wanting to help us in this area of forgiveness. And so we ask for that help, and we just ask that you would move today and touch our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, this is something that's been on my heart for a few weeks, and finally got it all together of what to say and to speak. But the Bible tells us that forgiveness is something that is very important, and it is something that we all need to deal with. You know, even when we look at the Lord's Prayer, it shows us that forgiveness should be on our minds. So that as we're praying to God, we should come to that point in our lives, if there's anybody in our lives that we need to forgive, that we've come to that place and forgive. Now, we recognize that for some things, it's easy to forgive. But for some other things, it's not so easy to forgive. And so we're going to be asking God to help us here this morning as we strive to come to that place that we might forgive whoever those people might be. Now, as I said, most times forgiveness is not a difficult task. However, there are occasions in our lives where that can be very difficult. And especially after a major offense or a verbal confrontation, mistreatment by others, trauma experiences, failed marriages, being a victim of verbal sexual abuse, being discriminated against, being a victim of an absence of violence, of murder. There's all kinds of stories out there. We live in a community that has experienced lots of discrimination. We live in a community where there's been a lot of hurt and a lot of pain from the past. And lots of things have happened. We see accidents that have happened, lives that have been taken, murders that have taken place, and on that list goes. And sometimes we struggle with forgiveness. We talk about it quite easily, but when it actually comes down to doing it, in certain situations, it can be quite difficult. Now, I'm sure that we can all make quite a list of areas where bad things have happened to us that maybe have been so painful that it's made it very hard to forgive. And again, some things are easy to forgive, some things are very hard to forgive. And yet the Bible tells us that forgiveness needs to be an experience that we all deal with from time to time, and that as we ask for forgiveness for ourselves, that we also ask forgiveness and grant that forgiveness to others. Now, I don't want to make light of anyone's experience where it's been hard for you to forgive. So please do not feel any condemnation. Please do not feel any finger pointing. That's a terrible thing for us to do as Christians. Sometimes, you know, we just say, oh, just get over it. If something terrible happened to you, you don't just get over it. And so, you know, we want to just be cautious in that area. And we don't have anyone to feel this morning that you're being pointed at or anything of that nature, because this is about all of us, and that we might come to that place where we can forgive. And we realize that for some people, the memory, the experience has been so painful that even to entertain the thought of forgiveness kind of brings back that ugly memory right now. And even as I'm talking about this, there may have been something that came back to your mind immediately, and you might be saying right away, well, go ahead and talk about that because it ain't happening, Pastor. Well, let's hang in there for a little bit longer. Now, I respect and sympathize with you, and I'm very sorry that people go through such experiences. But I believe that God is wanting to help each and every one of us today, whether you're here in church or whether you're watching us online. And thank you for watching us online. We know that's more than doubled with people that are watching us online. And just about every day now, I see there's new people that are checking us out. And so I pray that what you're hearing is also bringing you new freedom. But anyway, we've all gone through painful experiences in life, some more than others. Some have gone through terrible, terrible backgrounds and terrible abuse. And so when it comes to forgiveness, it's not always an easy thing to do. But I believe that God is wanting to speak about this today because God is wanting to give us a special grace that he imparts to us. Because in the natural, there are some things in the natural pretty hard to forgive. There really is. And that's where we need help. And that's why Jesus tells us in the Lord's Prayer, this is where you need to go. You need to go to the Father and talk to the Father and to ask him to help you in that area of forgiveness. And we realize that as people go through those times, I believe that God is also going to grant healing today, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and bring us to a place supernaturally where we'll be able to forgive and move on from that torment. I really believe that's what God is wanting to do. Not because of what I say, but because as he moves and speaks to your heart today in this service. So when we talk about forgiveness, I think it's important for us to recognize, go to the Father. Go to the Heavenly Father. As he desires to help us in this whole area of forgiveness and to bring healing in our lives from things that have happened to us. And a simple answer, why go to the Father? Well, that's what Jesus said to do. Go to the Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're to pray that, and we're to deal with those things where we ask him to forgive our sins as we forgive others. So this message is not about condemnation. If you happen to be struggling with forgiveness issues here this morning, that's okay. That's why we're here. This is a great place to come when we struggle with forgiveness issues. And as we're in this place, the Heavenly Father is desiring to help us and to bring healing in your life. How will he do that? I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. But I've watched it over and over and over again, how God can speak in moments when we have nothing that we can say. And I can tell you as a pastor, there's been numbers of times that we dealt with people at the altar and, you know, they talked about terrible, terrible things. I remember this person talking about sexual abuse. And I didn't really know what to say to that person. But you know what? God did. And I actually got to witness it. I just saw God starting to speak to this person. I didn't see God speak, but I could see that God was speaking because the person was responding back to God and answering all the things that God was saying to them. And I was just kind of observing and watching and saying, well, thank you, Lord, because I didn't know what to do, what to say. You know, what can you say to bring healing in those areas? It has to be a God thing. And so I'm believing for that here today, that God is going to do a God thing in this place or in those that are watching us online, and he's going to bring healing in that area where you need to forgive. So he's wanting to help us today. And, you know, some of us have carried scars and burdens far too long in this area. And I really believe that our Heavenly Father is wanting to take that sting, that pain away, bring healing in our lives, and even to that place where we can sing like we sang this morning about freedom, and that we can freely forgive, and that we can move on. And that's what I really sense God is wanting to do today. And my prayer as I'm speaking this message is saying, Lord, I need your help, because I know it's not my words, but it can be your words as you speak to your people that will help them to come to that place where we might extend forgiveness and where healing will flow. So first of all, we're going to look at what is forgiveness. Lots of definitions out there of what is forgiveness. I think I got some on the screen, but not all of them. Dictionary describes forgiveness as to pardon, to release from an offense, to give up resentment, to grant relief to an offender. To forgive is to extend grace. It's to extend an unmerited favor, something that's not deserved, to another person. To forgive is to make a deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person who has offended you or hurt you. Other definitions go like this. Forgiveness involves letting go of deeply negative feelings towards another. Forgiveness, I like this one here. Forgiveness is a solvent that cuts through even generations of hatred, years of guilt, and deep-rooted spirits of bitterness. I like that one. It's a solvent that cuts through even generations of hatred, years of guilt, and deep-rooted spirits of bitterness. Forgiveness is also a process. It can take time. And as we take those steps of forgiveness, it empowers us to recognize the pain we suffered without letting that pain define you. So enable you to heal and also then to move on in your life. Now, as you look to the Bible, you see that forgiveness is a decision that God calls all of us to make. And the very fact that it's in the Lord's Prayer would tell us that, you know what, forgiveness is an issue that will come into your life that you'll have to deal with regularly. May not be every day, may not be every week, but there will be times in your life that you're going to have to deal with this whole area of forgiveness. Now, forgiveness doesn't just happen. There's work involved. And a key area that helps us to forgive is obviously to pray, because that's what Jesus tells us to do. To bring this to the Lord, to bring it to the Father in prayer, to bring it, lay it out before Him, and to talk about that. And then as we ask God to forgive us, then we then ask God, now God help me to forgive others. Forgiveness is also a command. It is really something God wants us to deal with. Forgive as He has forgiven you. And so, again, something that's very important for us as believers and Christians, that we need to be forgiving people. Now, the book of Colossians gives us a good picture of this kind of spirit that we should have as believers, that deals with roots and behaviors that need to be taken out of our lives that are affecting our ability to forgive. Colossians 3, verses 8 to 10, kind of talks about some of those things that rise up within us, and really they're kind of like symptoms to show us that, you know what, you may have an area of forgiveness that you need to deal with because there's certain things rising up within you. So listen to what it says, Colossians 3, 8, verse 8. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have been stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on the new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. And so that's kind of the first part there is, you know, recognizing that when there's certain things start to rise in our lives and there's anger, there's resentments, and rage is starting to arise in our lives, that's probably a really good indicator that there may be an issue of forgiveness that you need to deal with. And certainly in these areas, the Bible is telling us that these are things that we do need to deal with. You don't want to keep letting them rise to the surface. We need to deal with them. So again, quite important to examine ourselves, to see if there's any kind of forgiveness that we need to do in our lives. Because if we don't deal with issues of forgiveness, sometimes it comes out in bad behavior, and we don't want to go there. Colossians 3 goes on to speak of the qualities that we should have in place of those negative qualities, if we're going to be those forgiving people. And in verses 12 to 15, it tells us that. It says, since God chose you to be holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. So God wants us to be forgiving people. And forgiving people, guess what? These are the characteristics that are going to start happening in our lives. There will be kindness. There will be humility. There will be gentleness. There will be tender-hearted mercy. There will be forgiveness. There will be giving allowances for other people to make mistakes. And that we'll always recall, as God has forgiven me, so I need to forgive others. So that's what God is calling us to do. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Ephesians, kind of speaks almost the exact same things here, and telling us that, you know, to be forgiving people, there's certain things you need to get rid of, because often they are symptoms to show that there's something else going on in our lives that we're not dealing with, and it could be that area of forgiveness. Ephesians 4, 31, 32, it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. So basically saying almost identical, same words, once again, telling us to be looking for things in our lives that may be showing us that maybe there's still a root there. Maybe there's still something underlining that we haven't dealt with yet, where we need to exercise this area of forgiveness. Now, one of the prayers, and you'll see that on that sheet of paper that you have. And again, this is just a sample prayers. They're not magical formulas. There's no such thing as a magic formula. It's a thing that deals with your heart. It's just like, you know, the sinner's prayer. You know, have you said the sinner's prayer? Have you welcomed Jesus into your life? You know, it's not the prayer that saves you. It's the heart responding to God, where God does that work. You can say it any way you want. God sees your heart and sees how you can pray. Same thing in this area of prayer, but I just kind of thought that we'd just rather have this little prayer that you'll see here. I'm not asking you, don't worry, that for you to read it out with me or anything like that. Actually, a lot of these prayers, it is best to do those in a private time. But, you know, hey, if God's Spirit starts dealing with you and starts working in your life during the service, that's great as well. But anyway, a good prayer, when you start to see things rising in our lives that maybe we thought were dealt with, and then all of a sudden, boom, something blows up in our lives, that means that we haven't fully got total control of those areas. And so this is a good little prayer to pray. Father God, I choose to no longer partner with these symptoms of having forgiveness issues in my life. I come out of agreement with all bitterness, resentment, rage, harsh words, bad behavior that I've tolerated and excused in my life. And maybe there's some other word that comes to you that you've been excusing and tolerating in your life and refusing to deal with. It is a big deal. And so I repent of these things and ask you, Father God, to forgive me and to help me to remove these things from my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And so it's a recognition of things in our lives that we see surfacing that are not good. Well, we need to deal with those things, not just keep tolerating them or keep excusing them. No. God says, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of those things. That's what he wants to do. So forgiveness is a very strong admonition of Scripture. And we need to be examining ourselves that we might have a right heart before God and a right heart towards others. We need to be those people who are merciful and kind and tender-hearted, gentle and patient and loving. because we need forgiving people in our world. It is something that's commanded. It is something that requires work. And sometimes it even requires time. Because sometimes, you know, you can forgive, and then you realize, there's still a little in there, so you forgive some more, and you keep going until you get rid of it entirely. And we need to be those people, pardoning people, giving up resentment, extending undeserved grace towards others. You know, we didn't deserve God's grace extended to us. And we need to realize, well, we need to do the same thing. Yes, people may not deserve our forgiveness, but we're doing so because God forgave us. Now, another area we need to look at in receiving and extending forgiveness is to look at what forgiveness is not. Because sometimes there's confusion there of what forgiveness really is. And so I think there's a few definitions up there, not all of them, but forgiveness is not forgetting what happened or excusing their behavior. And that's probably a big one for a lot of people that, you know, you talk about forgiving someone, they say, well, what, that was a terrible thing to do. You're not excusing their behavior. You're not, you know, forgetting what happened to you. So forgiveness, it's not glossing over the seriousness of the offense. Forgiveness is not always reconciliation. Forgiveness can lead to reconciliation. Forgiveness can be given freely and honestly, but we need to realize that trust needs to be earned. You know, you just don't give forgiveness and then think, oh, our relationship restored, everything's good. No, trust needs to be restored. Forgiveness is also, it's not tolerating ongoing hurt or erasing responsibility for the actions that were taken. So forgiveness can help repair a damaged relationship. However, it doesn't always obligate you to reconcile with that person who has harmed you or released them from. There may be some legal responsibilities because something that was done to you that broke the laws of our land. So again, forgiveness is not saying that what was done to you was okay. Certainly not saying that. You know, forgiveness is really more about you experiencing freedom rather than the other person. Yes, that other person can receive freedom when they hear you say that you forgive them. Certainly that can help them. Hopefully it leads them to a place where they repent of that, of what they have done, and leads them to be sorry, leads them to repent. Because without repentance, the Bible says there is no forgiveness. So very important that that happens. But we're talking more today about us. We're not talking about the offender. We're talking about us. And as Christians, we're the ones to take that first step towards forgiveness. Because we don't want to be harboring bitterness or offenses or continued hurt in our lives. Again, the Bible says, we already read these scriptures, Ephesians 4:32. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Colossians 3:13, make allowances for each other's faults. Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. God calls us to forgive. And we need to respond to that in a proper way so that we don't give the devil a foothold in our lives that he may hinder us and continue that abuse in our lives. It was interesting. I was reading some articles on psychiatric research, and they found out that when one cannot come to terms with one's anger or strife from offense, it was very interesting that even they recognized that it can lead to stress disorders, it can lead to health issues, it can lead to mental health disorders, it can lead to relationship problems. And so choosing to forgive is really a step towards health and towards freedom in your own life from the hurt and pain that a person may have caused. So forgiveness actually benefits you. So again, it doesn't excuse what happened to you, doesn't say it was okay, it doesn't relieve them from accountability, but it does help you and frees you from the control and pain of the offender's act. So forgiveness will propel you forward rather than keeping you bound emotionally or bound in injustice or trauma. And another thing you always need to remember too, the person you forgive still must give an account before God. And in the case of a legal matter or a legal offense, they'll still have to stand before a court of law, even though you forgive them. Your forgiveness is releasing you from their hold over your life and is allowing you to move on. Does the offender, should they feel better? Yes, they should feel better. But where we need is that forgiveness for ourselves, that we're doing that. It helps us, leads us, breaks off those areas of condemnation, those areas of guilt, those areas of shame. And again, forgiveness is more about our freedom than their freedom. And so hopefully that helps in maybe understanding what forgiveness is not. And then thirdly, I just want to give you some samples of prayers that you can use that help you experience the forgiveness that you need and to break off any unforgiveness that may still be rooted in your life. Because sometimes there can be just little pieces left in there that, you know, begin to gnaw at us. And if we don't deal with them, then it really grows into a big thing. And so we want to make sure that there's no, not even a root left. We want to get rid of it all. And again, these prayers, they're just an aid to kind of help you, you know, kind of direct you in how you should pray. You know, it's not a magic formula. It's just an area that helps you to maybe focus a little bit better and what to pray. And again, when you pray these things, it is really good to start with smaller offenses first. If you want to go to the biggest one first, you probably aren't going to get too far. You want to go with the smaller ones first. Start dealing with those. Start confessing those. I forgive this person, that person, the smaller things. And kind of work your way up towards that real big one. And again, sometimes it can be a process, especially if that hurt is very deep. You know, it doesn't just go instantly unless God comes in miraculously and does that for you. For the majority of people, it can take a while. And we need to be patient in that and keep moving forward with forgiveness. You know, a great little prayer to keep praying every once in a while is, Jesus, is there anyone I need to forgive? And I find that one such a great little prayer because sometimes we think, oh, well, I don't got a problem. I don't need to forgive anybody. And you pray that little prayer and all of a sudden the name comes to you. Sometimes it can be kind of shocking, like, I wasn't expecting that. Well, sometimes that's how we pray as well. We pray and expect to hear nothing. And God wants to answer those prayers. So that's a good prayer to pray. Now, you can find prayers to help you on the internet and books. I'll tell you where I got a lot of these out of. I got some of them out of Neil Anderson's book, Bondage Breaker. Got some from Set Free Ministries. Got some from Sozo Ministries out of Bethel. And again, they're just helps. And I'm not going to ask you to repeat after me, but you know what? You can be saying those in your heart today and start that process even now, even as we're speaking, and just to allow the Lord to help you and to bring you that place of forgiveness and a place of freedom. And at the end of the service, if you're wanting prayer in that regard, we'd be very happy to pray with you as well, if you just want somebody to be there with you as you do this. So one of the first prayers there, we're just going to read them. This here's a prayer we pray when we kind of realize that, you know, we're receiving everything from God and God's forgiven us and we're expecting all that, but then we haven't been actually practicing it towards anybody else. And so this is a good little prayer to say. It goes along like this. I confess that I have not extended the same patience and kindness towards others who have offended me, but instead I've harbored bitterness and resentment. I pray that you would bring to mind people that I need to forgive and help me to forgive them. In Jesus' name, amen. And as God reveals to you, write them down. Write them down. You may not be able to do that right now, but that's okay. But as you take some time, start writing them down. I believe God will give you names that where God has asked you, you need to forgive these people. Another prayer, I like this one, and I use this one a lot with people. I choose to forgive, and again, you start putting the names down. Sometimes it's best to deal with them one at a time and kind of take the easier ones first before you deal with the bigger ones. And you go through each name and you say, I choose to forgive you and give you the gift of my forgiveness. You owe me nothing. I tear up the IOU that I've written in my heart and I give it all to you, Heavenly Father. I bring it to the cross, and Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sin of dishonoring, judging, and hating. Again, you put in that person's name in my heart. Lord, I repent, and I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen. Another one commonly used as well, prayer number three. It says, Father, I choose to forgive today. Again, you write the person's name. Father, I release these people and choose to no longer partner with them. Father, I hand these, again, write them down to you, and ask you to break me free from them, in Jesus' name, amen. And if you ever did that, go through the SOZO program that deals with a lot of these kinds of things, I always like a little catch that they like putting on the end, that after you pray those things, to say, Father, what do you have in exchange for me? Lord, as I'm doing this, what do you want to do? And sometimes you might be surprised by what you hear back from the Lord when you deal with these kinds of issues of forgiveness, that the Lord has something special that he wants to give to you. Prayer number four is for giving yourself. You know, sometimes in life we do things we should not have done. We make mistakes. We do things that we shouldn't have done. And sometimes we're feeling guilty, we're sorrowful for all these kinds of things, we're embarrassed about them, but it just keeps tormenting us over and over and over again. And so this here can be a prayer that you can pray to get rid of that embarrassment that maybe is something that happened even many, many years ago. And it says, Lord, I choose to give myself a gift of my own forgiveness. I forgive myself for, and again, you mentioned it there, I let it go, and I will not beat up myself about it anymore. I release it to you, and I give it to you. I ask, Lord, that you would forgive me and forgive me for not even forgiving myself. So that's can be a good little prayer there as well. When you're struggling with things of your past that you have done, that there's shame, there's guilt, or there's all those kinds of things that you're dealing with. And then this last prayer is when you need to forgive God. Sometimes when huge trauma happens in our lives, we kind of jump on the bandwagon to blame God. Where were you, God? And we kind of go off in a whole torrent of things and accusations against God. And don't worry about that. God is big enough and he can handle that when we go through those stages. And that can be a very common stage for people to go through where they're mad at God. And maybe, who knows, maybe there's something that has happened in your past that you're kind of angry at God. You've been blaming God for this. And so this here is kind of a prayer for forgiving God. Lord, I have wrongly blamed you for things that have happened to me and the circumstances of my life, such as, again, write it out. There's power in writing these things out. Forgive me for blaming you for these things. I no longer blame you and accept your mercy and your grace. And the thing I might also encourage you as you do any of these kinds of prayers and you write those things out, destroy them afterwards. Don't leave them out there that someone else might come along and see it or for you to go back and kind of relive it all. No, rip them up like I'm done with this. And it's just an act, again, just kind of help you. Now, again, there's so many prayers that you can pray and God knows your heart. Any prayer from the heart works. Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Whatever prayer works for you, go for it. But anyway, it can be very enlightening and encourage you to go through that. And so, with these little papers, encourage you to bring them home if you like and go through those. And just ask the Lord, Lord, is there anybody I need to forgive? Because I really believe God wants to help us this morning to get rid of all the roots, all those little nagging things that may be still there. And he wants to get us to that place where there's total freedom and total victory in those areas. And again, God is here not to condemn us. He is here to help us. And again, please do not feel any condemnation. Terrible thing that a lot of Christians sometimes do is say, oh, you got unforgiveness, and we point the finger. Friend, you do not know the pain that people have gone through and the encounters that they've had. Don't point your finger at them. Pray for them. And just continue to say, man, Lord, I see they're struggling. God, just help them through this time. And don't point your finger at people like that. That's a terrible thing to do. And as Christians, definitely shouldn't be doing that. But the most important thing I want you to realize today is that the Heavenly Father wants to help us in this area and bring us to a place where we can be forgiven and where we can forgive and where we can be set free from any bitterness, any resentment, any unforgiveness that may be hindering us or may be tormenting us. And I really, strongly feel that our Heavenly Father wants to bring a healing in those areas. And I realize for that to take place, it has to be something supernatural. But that's okay. We serve a supernatural God. And God can help us even with the most terrible, terrible things that have happened in your life. And so I want to just encourage you this morning, to give our Heavenly Father the opportunity to help you with forgiveness. Remember, it is part of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. It's obviously important to forgive, but it also can be difficult to forgive, depending on your circumstances. And that's where God, I believe, is saying today, I want to help you with that. I don't want you to carry this anymore. I don't want to carry this burden that you've been carrying for years and years and years. And he wants to bring you to that place where you can experience a freedom there.